This is Chairman Dell, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Pamela Coppersmith, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. Coppersmith is C-O-P-P-E-R-S-M-I-T-H. On January 22nd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed bills, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old. The patient is a 60-year-old female. Height 5'4", weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 7th of 2021, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended, period. The patient was jerked despite the fact there was minimal damage where the bumper and camera system needed replacement, period. The patient was in a Mazda small SUV and was hit by a passenger vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma. As well as later pain in both shoulders, the left being more severe, with a developing frozen shoulder, period. She also had tremors in her hands, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain with diminished range of motion, as well as left shoulder pain and diminished range of motion, period. Her hand tremors have improved, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs 2 to 3 hours per day, period. It is an aching type pain, period. The pain in the neck ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the elbow, period. She did have one neck injection, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She developed a frozen left shoulder a few days after the automobile accident. And her treatment with physical therapy did improve it, period. Her present pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 times a week, period. The duration is 1 to 2 hours per episode, period. It is an aching pain, period. It ranges in the intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that initially she was having problems finding a doctor because her family doctor moved out of state, period. Approximately 3 months later, she was seen by Dr. Alexander, her family doctor in LaPorte, Indiana, period. She was referred to have an MRI, and she was seen several times in follow-up, period. She was referred to South Bend Orthopedics, who requested an additional MRI and referred her to physical therapy, period. She was seen by another doctor for an injection in her neck, period. She did have an EMG, a nerve conduction study for her hand tremors, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sleeping, comma, washing your hair, comma, sitting for greater than 8 hours, comma, and standing for greater than 2 hours, period. New paragraph. Her medications include over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and ice therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals diet-controlled diabetes as well as diet-controlled hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never had hand tremors in the past, period. The patient never had disc injuries in her neck area, period. The patient has not had serious shoulder injuries, period. The patient has not been involved in prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents without treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a receptionist full-time and did not miss work, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. South Bend Orthopedics note dated May 17th, 2021. States that the patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident January 7th, 2021, period. On exam, she is unable to abduct the left shoulder on her own power greater than about 80 degrees, and is unable to forward flex at the left shoulder greater than 80 degrees, period. Internal rotation is also greatly diminished, period. Cervical MRI was reviewed. It showed mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing at C5-6, secondary to disc osteophyte complex, period. At this point, I believe she is experiencing issues dealing with a problem in her left shoulder / rotator cuff, period, possible internal derangement, period. I am recommending bilateral comparative upper extremity EMG / nerve conduction studies, period. Meanwhile, physical therapy will be initiated for the cervical spine and left shoulder, period. Impression 1, neck pain, 2, cervical spine sprain, 3, motor vehicle victim, 4, cervical spondylosis, 5, degeneration of the cervical intervertebral disc, 6, paresthesias, 7, displacement of the cervical intervertebral disc, 8, stenosis of the intervertebral foramina, period, 9, sprain of the shoulder rotator cuff, period. Another note from South Bend Orthopedics, August 10th, 2021. MRI shows partial cuff tearing, period. She has adhesive capsulitis as well, period. I discussed that these findings may or not have originated from the car accident, but she definitely flared up these possible underlying issues, period. I discussed various treatment options, including NSAIDs, comma, cortisone injection with physical therapy versus manipulation and arthroscopic debridement with possible rotator cuff repair, period. I injected the left shoulder bursa with cortisone, period. The above part of the letter states new patient presents with left shoulder pain after MVA.